This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Kerrville Folk Festival. I'm here with Claudia Gibson, who is one of the finalists in the New Folk Songwriting Competition. Welcome, Claudia.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your background in music.
My background, I started playing guitar young. I wanted to play cello. I had come home from school after hearing a string quartet, and I was really excited to play cello. I heard Vivaldi Four Seasons. I was like, this is it. I'm playing cello. I brought the paper home. My mom looked at it, and she was a single mom, not getting any support. And she just said, we can't afford this. And I was crushed, but I still, I wasn't deterred. My older sister had a guitar lying around, so she was off at college, and I just kind of took it and snuck playing it when she wasn't around and taught myself from the Mel Bay book. And then I took lessons after that. I took folk lessons. I listened to folk and blues, and I took classical lessons, and I went on to study jazz and study music in college and then play in bands. And thought I was going to be a rock star in my 20s, and that didn't work out. So, and then I kind of retreated from it because I was kind of getting burnt out. And when I was 30, I moved from New York City. I moved up to the country, literally, to a dirt road and had three children and did that for a number of years. And then got back into playing acoustic music, kind of went back to my roots. And fell in with some songwriters there, but still not performing much. And then I moved out to Texas a few years ago, and about 4 years ago, my kids were grown and going off to college, the last one. And I just, I decided this is it, so I went out to a open mic, all shaking and terrified. I said, don't sign me up. And they're like, this guy said, nope, you're playing. And I found a great, really group of supportive people in Austin, and started meeting more people and just, you know, started playing and finding out about all the Folk Alliance, you know, SWRFA, coming to Kerrville, just meeting people playing. It's, you know, it's kind of built its way. And I've just been writing a lot, and my songs, I think, are a lot better than when I was trying to be a rock star. They're a lot more authentic, and those were pretty awful songs, so I'm glad there's not much record of them around. I have the tapes.
Well, what was the spark for this first song you're going to play for us?
This first song is called Louisiana Sky. And last summer, I was driving back from New Orleans, where my youngest son lives, to Wimberley, where I live in Texas. And I'd made that drive many times from New Orleans over the years, because my oldest son lived there too, went to school there. And I'd always seen these signs for plantation tours, and it just kind of gave me the creeps because it was like, you know, being from the Northeast, it's a different experience than being in the South and growing up with stuff. And, you know, slavery is such a loaded subject. It's really hard to talk about for people. And I had done some family history on my husband's side, and he thought they were all Massachusetts Yankees, and he found out that his father's side, couple generations back, they were actually Southern aristocracy, pre-Civil War. They owned extensive plantations and slaves, and there was a lot of history in that area. So the more I explored it, I ended up at Tulane University, and in a archive library, I was handed a box of papers, and I opened them, and I was going through them, and then I realized I was handling what were titles, but they weren't to cars, they were to people. They were records of slave sales. Yeah, and that's exactly my reaction. And I kind of, you know, I had the chills because I knew what it represented. And each one just had a name on it, you know, and they were names that there was Moses, there was Martha, there was these names that kind of stuck. And I really started wondering about these people's lives because there's no real other record of them. There's no pictures, there's no descriptions, there's nothing written. So, when I was driving back home, I saw this, you know, sign again for plantation, and I just pulled off and I called my husband. I said, hey, find me a historical plantation and one with slave cabins. And he did. And I went down there, and it was, they were these 200-year-old cabins with these gigantic live oaks over this kind of gravel lane. And there's 22 cabins on each side. It was very dramatic looking. And this thunderstorm was coming in you know, up off the bayou, and there was lightning, and it was very dramatic, and I'm peering into these places, and they're hurrying us along, saying, you have to go, the storm's coming in. So it was, I just, you know, there was a lot of kind of images that were just sort of coming in, and I really wished that the people who were there could talk and tell their stories. So I went home, and I wrote down this song.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Lights left behind, just me on the highway and a Louisiana sky. I heard the past come a calling like a voice from up high, saying we all once lived here.
Tell us about your most recent album.
Well, I did an EP called Louisiana Sky, and it has that album and the song Dreamers that I won the Woody Guthrie competition for last summer. That was really kind of the first thing that sort of happened that got me moving a little bit. And then two other songs, a song called Twin Bed, which I played at the Songwriter Serenade at the beginning of the month, and another song called Tonight. So it's four songs. We recorded it in Austin. Gordy Quist, my producer, who produced my first album, Step by Step, he He produced three songs on it, and then the engineer, Aaron Glembowski is his name, he produced Louisiana Sky, the last track, because Gordy was touring with his band, Band of Heathens. And it was mostly just, I wanted it to be really spare because it was just an EP, so it was guitar, cello on a couple tracks. Danny Levin came in from Austin, played cello, and he played violin on another track, and then we had some pedal steel on that track, Louisiana Sky. Michael Barger, a fellow from Austin, played. So it was, I liked it. You know, it's kind of a prequel. I'm putting tunes together and going to do a Kickstarter later in the year. So,
where can people find this EP?
If you go onto my website, ClaudiaGibson.com, you can get it there. It's also streaming on everything. Spotify, iTunes. Well, iTunes isn't streaming. You can buy it on iTunes. You can download it. It's on Amazon. So it's pretty much everywhere.
Right. And who are your musical influences?
Well, I have really a lot. I had an older sister. She was a few years older than me, and she went to Woodstock. And I remember her coming home, and after that, just bringing home all these albums that were all so wonderful. So some of my early favorites were people like Joe Cocker, you know, and because I had grown up listening to radio in the, you know, the 60s and 70s, Top 40 radio. So I liked soul type stuff and loved Joni Mitchell, and then I went on to that and Bonnie Raitt. But then when I went to college, it was punk and new wave was coming in, so I loved the Pretenders, and then I, after that, the Replacements. I loved any kind of melodic music, whether it was rock or not. Those were big influences. And then I went through a jazz phase for a while and classical, but more currently people like John Hiatt, Steve Earle, there's so many great songwriters that I love.
Would you play another song for us?
I will. I'm going to play, I'm going to make sure I'm in tune first. I'm going to play the song Dreamers, which I will also be playing. That was one of the songs that I submitted for New Folk. And it was the song that I wrote for the Woody Guthrie competition. Do you want me to tell you the background to it a little bit? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Real briefly. I wrote it because the challenge was to write for this competition a song in the Woody tradition, and there was a few different things you could write, like Americana, like This Land Is Your Land. And but I decided to write a social conscience song because I never had before. And so I was thinking about what Woody would be writing about, and I think he'd be writing about a lot of things because there's so many things. And he was, you know, he was loud and... but I thought about his song Deportee, which is 70 years old, that song. It's amazing. But it's not that far removed from headlines today, you know. And he was writing about people who gave up everything to come work in this country, everything they had, and eventually their lives. And so I wrote this song Dreamers about young people who have really risked everything to stay in this country. You know, they've come out of the shadows and they've registered themselves and they've tried to do the right thing. And they're living lives with a lot of uncertainty. And some of them are really brilliant valedictorians, brilliant, bright, going to school.
And born in the U.S.
And, well, no, these are people who were brought over.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they're born in the U.S., they can become citizens, but they were brought over, a lot of them, as very young children.
Right.
So that's what this song talks about, that they have grown up in this country since they were tiny, and now they're in this program, but there's a lot of uncertainty around it. And I don't like to write songs that kind of say, think this way or another. I don't think that's a good social conscious song. I just like to tell a story and let people investigate and learn. That's what this song is. It's called Dreamers. Walked through desert sands, huddled down inside a truck, clutching at her mama's hands, both praying for a little luck. Crawling underneath barbed wire, he he was barely 3 years old. Daddy carried him for miles, not a peep, just like he was told. Dreamers they have lived here all their lifetime. In this land they call home all of their school days, and every friend's face are from this place. The only life they've known, growing up between two worlds, homework, friends, and football games, knowing just one traffic stop could leave her life forever changed. Go to college, find a job, serve your country, make your way. Choices that he cannot make when it's a fight just to remain. Dreamers they have lived here all their lifetime. This country they call school days, and every friend's face are from this place. The only life they've known, for into the land where they were born. Could it be they share are big enough for us all? For us all. Dreamers they have lived here all their lifetime. This country is their home, their school days, and every friend's face are from this place. The only life they've known.
Claudia.
Thank you.
Beautiful and bittersweet. Goosebumps over here.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in today and sharing your music with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's really an honor. Thanks so much.